From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Rosie Boswell. A bill working to prohibit school suspensions for students in preschool through third grade had its first hearing in the Missouri House of Representatives today. The bill would also prohibit suspensions as a result of truancy, absences, or prior offenses for all grade levels. Sarah Petrowich with the Missouri News Network has more.
Democratic St. Louis Representative Ian Mackey's proposed bill to require school boards to consider reasonable alternative measures to suspension was received warmly by those publicly testifying. One of the witnesses from those unanimously speaking in favor of the bill was Dr. Laura Wakefield, the owner of a national private practice in the special education field. Dr. Wakefield noted how often students with behavior dysregulation issues are faced with suspension instead of appropriate disciplinary actions because their specialized needs were not originally met.
We need to ask ourselves, what does a suspension actually teach a child? One of my fifth grade clients recently said, "All a suspension taught me was to go big and go home. It didn't teach me how to regulate my behaviors and use my coping skills."
The bill has not yet been scheduled for a second hearing. From Jefferson City, I'm Sarah Petrowich.
The Missouri Senate has given initial approval to legislation that would temporarily prohibit gender-affirming treatments for minors and restrict their participation in sports. The Senate advanced the bill yesterday after an all-night session. Democrats allowed the votes after the GOP agreed not to prohibit gender transitions already in process and to let the measures expire in 2027. Doctors could lose their licenses and schools would lose state funding if they don't comply. The Missouri House has once again voted to legalize sports betting in the state. St. Louis Public Radio's Rachel Lippman has more on today's 118-35 vote.
The bill would allow Missouri residents to wager on college and professional athletics at casinos or using online platforms like DraftKings. Bets would be taxed at 10%, with the proceeds going toward education. The bill also requires the state's Gaming Commission to regularly issue a report on gambling in the state. The report would have to include data on compulsive gambling and recommendations to address it. Supporters include all of the state's professional sports teams, although the players' unions are opposed. Lawmakers have tried since 2018 to permit wagering on sports in Missouri, but the measures have gotten waylaid by debates around video gaming terminals. The bill now goes to the state Senate, where a version of sports betting awaits first-round approval. I'm Rachel Lippman.
A powerful Missouri state lawmaker is trying to strip state funding for libraries over a fight about books. Republican House Budget Committee Chair Cody Smith proposed cutting all library funding for next year. He's upset that state and school libraries are suing to overturn a new Missouri law that bans sexually explicit material in school libraries. Public libraries have been slated to get $4.5 million in state funding. Smith's proposal needs approval from the Budget Committee before it can go before the full House. The new library law does not apply to written descriptions of sex or sexual acts. I'm Rosie Boswell, KBIA News, Columbia.